Yes, yes, sir. So, what question they want to be asked about the committees, just give me a, I don't want a long talking paper because it's a very brief meeting and he's just coming in. Just my word. Thank God we just can't get these people nailed down. Henry comes in and says, Cicero and Rogers and this one, they're not giving us all the facts. Tells you, it's a ravine tells him that. It's a terrible problem. But I think he really has, but I'm concerned about it. I want it down. But what question does he want me to ask? What questions? Two or three of us, just a brief conversation, and I'll ask him. I'll try to get it out if there's something that he feels is wrong. Such a good man, I just know people Jews for a long time. There's one subject that just cannot. It's hardly ridiculous, but what would happen if you put Roger, Cisco, Kissinger, Hagen in a room? Would you?
With me?
You just sit.
Oh, I will in time.
You just pull your hand.
I say, I'm sick and tired hearing all
Bill, right. Bill will say. Henry says, wait until we get the Israeli answer, and then act. But I want him to know, I've come to give him an opportunity to get it, I can't have a meeting with her, and here's a chance for me to ask some questions to get it directly without him being present. And then I'm going to bring them all in together. So, I don't want to do it, I mean, my question. Okay. Oh, we got the ads thing, Marsh. That's a big thing for Pat, to get it done while she's...
I went over there. She did a good job.
Works on it.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's a very nice touch for introducing me. That's a very nice. Well, you did a superb job.
You know where I got all that? all the way over.